had my share of ups and downs, trials and tribulations. But I knew the day would come, so I had to be patient. Mama told me to believe and strive towards my dream. Forget about what others may talk about or think. There's always gonna be the ones who want to see you fall, and the other ones who root for you are through it all. Listen, I just launched my own shoe brand. It feels so good for me to say that, you understand? Took a while for me to map it out. I used the GPS so I can find the quickest route. I had a dream like Martin Luther King, so I had to accomplish my goal by all means. Respect way before the green. Motivation is important to me, as all things should be. I have to reach for the sky and the stars above. I show people around me so much love with daps and hugs, and that's why.
I can't never quit when it get hard. Quit. You're going backwards, you're dead. No, I take it. And I take it. I flip it. I go forward. I live.
My man said we stand strong with pride and honor. And when the pressure builds, I starve even more with hunger. Just ask Tuggy when I get up in the booth, I'm going under. Michael Phelps. Difference with me, I don't hold my breath. I just shoot like a rocket and then launch myself. We all got a victory lap too. A Nipsey Hussle, the marathon continues. Negativity is a thief that steals happiness. I refuse to fall short to such destructiveness. I come in peace, throw my fingers up like E.T. My money and fame doesn't really mean much to me. I'm only here so I can take care of my family. I talk about real life situations, as you can see. My music is my heart and soul, that's why it's everything. I got knowledge embedded in my mind, that's evident. I don't listen to he says, to me it's irrelevant. I'm here to make my mom proud on every single song. I'm a soldier who stands 10 toes down and strong. A lot of people will try to doubt you, but that's okay. Focus on your goals and dreams, but never stray away. Always remember, good things come to those who just wait. Stay on your Michael Jai right and never back down. Endless possibilities out here, just look around. I'm gonna continue to give it my all, whether I win or lose. Long as I stay on the right track, that's all I need to do. Listen, I'm just a good guy with a good soul. It feels so great for me to say that, you understand? You have to start somewhere in life, you just need a plan. Lay it all down like an architect in this game. Don't worry about what other people say about you, man. Free your mind, spirit, and soul, and let your heart glow.
Quit, you're going backwards, you're dead. No, I take it, and I take it, and I flip it. I go forward. I live.
Welcome back. Blurred Vision Podcast, Open Beta 1-66. I'm your host, Chubbs, a.k.a. Chubby One Kenobi, a.k.a. Potty fucking Piper. Jumanji, bitch, it's the fucking new year, January 1st, 2021. Finally out of 2020. It's 2:30. That opening song was Motivation by RC. Let me go get his shit real quick so I can give him his proper motherfucking credit. And some fucking receipt just popped up on my shit. Hey, you shit's over. Fuck off. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's all for a reason. I gotta go find the shit. God damn it, where the fuck is it at? I hate trying to find shit sometimes though, bro. Like, there we go. Here's this joint. SoundCloud.com/believe the hype 262. Believe the hype 262, all is one word. Like I said, check him out. He's on SoundCloud. Yo, he don't cuss, but he's, yo, you heard the shit. The shit's fly. You know what I mean? RC, that track is Motivation. He got some other tracks. Role Model, Superman. Yo, they're super dope. Go check his shit out. Well, like I said, Jumanji, I wasn't saying Happy New Year to niggas. I was just saying Jumanji to motherfuckers. Cause so we can get the fuck out the game, like the meme said. But there's been a whole bunch of shit going on in my life. It's been like it's been like 3 weeks or a month since I, oh, come on, dude. Really? Is this what we doing right now? Now all of a sudden my phone, everybody want to contact me and shit as soon as I start recording. But like I said, it's been like three, four weeks since I recorded. It's just a whole bunch of shit going on. So let me just go ahead and get it all out the way. All right. So I said that my fucking bathroom ceiling collapsed. It was water, fucking blood everywhere, but it wasn't blood, it was just water. And then, like, they was redoing my floor. I didn't live in my crib for, like, damn near a month, bro. I just got back in my crib last week. So, I hashed it out with the new landlord, you know what I mean? Like, just a whole bunch of shit. Like, we just kept having to, like, meet up. We just kept being at loggerheads. because I just kept, like, you know what I mean? I kept basing on it because, like, bro, I want to be in my house. So we got it down to, I ain't got to pay January's rent, and everything's done. Everything's done where he need to be in my crib for the, you know, he ain't got no reason to be in my house for the next several months, and I'm fine with that. Because I am, like, right now, I'm currently at my ex-wife's house, you know what I mean? I'm here with the kids. I've been here off and on for the last 3 weeks, you know what I mean? Damn near a month. Because, like I said, I wasn't staying in my crib with, like, they had shit everywhere. Like, they tore all the floors up except the bathroom. You know what I mean? That's the only floor they ain't do. They tore all the floors up. It was dust everywhere. It was shit everywhere. I was fucking pissed. I was going there cussing out the maintenance man, and they end up being cool. You know what I mean? That's fucked up. They end up being cool. Like, it's a Puerto Rican dude, his son. They was cool ass. They end up being cool ass motherfuckers. The little niggas of Mungaka. And, you know what I mean? He said he did some work for Team 4 Star. I meant to ask him all his information, but I was too busy getting high and being angry to do it. So, one point, I get it from him, and I'll put that here on the podcast and go check some of his shit out. But, like I said, I wasn't in the crib, and I was staying out here, and, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to, like I was saying before. Is that fucking bunny? Oh, that's the dog. Yeah, I was wondering what the fuck that was. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought it was the bunny. It's the dog. The dog's in the other room, just like scratching her. Big ass fucking Saint Bernard. Always doing shit. She's a good dog though. She listens. I fucks with her. She listens. But you know what I mean? Like I said, I've been out here, and I don't want to give her the wrong impression. You know what I mean? I don't want to give her the wrong impression. But I don't want to keep having a really fucked up relationship where it's like we just can't talk to each other. Like, I just refuse to talk. You know what I mean? And then, like, I'm trying to, like, go over and fix up the rental house because that motherfucker, her oldest son just fucked that. He just fucked shit up. But, you know what I mean? I'm trying to go over there and fix that shit up. So it's just like, it's just been like a whole month of, then you had Christmas and shit. Giddy's birthday, you know what I mean? I got in this big ass, like, 5-story car garage. It holds, you can park 55 motherfucking Matchbox cars on it. I think he's had 5 on it at once. Nigga got 700 motherfucking Matchbox cars. I think he had 5 on it at once. And then for Christmas, I got, like I said, I couldn't get them because we got shut down. We got shut down for the Ronipocalypse in PA. You know what I mean? So I was out of work for 3 weeks, so I had to come up with some alternative plans. So I just got him a couple of little things, and I got him to switch with Minecraft. Booyah! And that shit works gangbusters. You know what I mean? Like, they ain't even worried about it. You know, they got their tablets, and they got a Switch. You know what I mean? All I got, yo, why the fuck are Joy-Cons $80? Like, somebody tell me why that's a thing. Because I want to fight Nintendo. But they do have Xbox like controllers that are $50. So I'm gonna figure out and see if I can wait to get if I can find some of them $25 joints and just go buy 4 of them and just take the Joy-Con from them. Like, y'all don't need no fucking Joy-Con. You know what I mean? We're gonna put that motherfucker up. That motherfucker expensive. We don't need to be fucking around with that. But I'm gonna go do something like that. But I go back, I'm supposed to go back to work Monday. So hopefully this nigga don't pull no bullshit on Sunday night. And try to extend some shit. But hopefully, you know what I mean, I go back Sunday to set up, and I be back to work regularly Monday. I can get shit ready for her. Oh, you motherfuckers, why y'all keep doing this now, man? Now I'm sitting there, everybody won't fucking call me. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't know if I said it, but I got a new fucking phone. I don't think I did since the last one. I might have, but I didn't. This motherfucker is nice. It's a Moto GP. It's got a stylus. It's the first time I had a stylus in a while. My very first smartphone had a stylus. It was cool back then. Now, I don't think I might have used this motherfucker once, and that was just to see what it was like. But I got a case, and I got the, like, tempered glass. I got the tempered glass overlay for the screen and shit. I got the case with the kickstand so I could, like, watch TV, which I have been doing. Like, you know what I mean? I have been watching TV out on this motherfucker. It's beautiful. Full 1080p. You know what I mean? That 1080. Look, that's the baseline now, dude. You know what I mean? If I'm watching TV, my shit better be in at least 1080p. Because when I'm at the crib, I'm 4K all day. 4K all day at the house. Like, that's why I'm going to take the TV out of my bedroom, because it's not 4K. I'm going to put that motherfucker right in the kitchen, so when the kids come bring the Switch over, they can put the Switch in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Y'all can sit right in the kitchen and play Switch. Y'all got a table, y'all got a TV, and y'all got chairs to sit around. I ain't got to hear none of that. You know what I mean? Boom, shit's over with. Shit's done. And then I'm going to buy a 4K TV for my bedroom, dawg. Like, what you going to do, dawg? Buy a 4K TV for my bedroom, dawg. Look, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better. You know what I mean? Not because it's the new year or nothing like that. I don't think no dumb shit like that. I just feel a lot better. That's it. I've been chugging along doing like great shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, I just, fuck it, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to talk about, like, I guess I should talk about, the coup and all that still ongoing, because now it's gotten further, you know what I mean? Because now you have, Senator Hawley, who's saying he's going to, stand with the House. Republicans are literally attempting to steal the presidency, and white people are totally okay with it. And that's really all you need to know about this shit. That's pretty much all you need to know about it. Because on the right, they're the ones doing it. And on the left, they're just sitting back going, it ain't gonna work. And you keep expecting these motherfuckers to have some sort of decency or something. Like, now we're going and we're fucking dependent on the decency of Mike fucking Pence. Excuse me? I'm sorry. I don't want to put the hands in a democracy. I don't want to put the reins of democracy in the hands of Mike Pence. I'm sorry. So why are we not doing any? And for those of you who don't understand what I'm saying, a group of senators sued Mike Pence because, first of all, what they did was they came to him and it was like, hey, look, we want you to only count these states' electoral votes. It won't add up to 270 for either of them, but Trump will have more. Basically, what they're saying is count all the Trump votes that he has now, but don't count none of the swing state votes that put Biden over the top. That gives Trump the win with 232 somehow, even though that's not how it works. But that gives Trump the win with 232. And then we just go from, and then just Mike Pence just goes from there. And they asked him, and Mike Pence said, are you fucking stupid? Mind you, Mike Pence, not a very nice person, but gotta give credit where credit is due. You always give credit where credit is due, no matter how little it is. You know what I mean? He did stop short of usurping democracy out of the hands of the American people. Hey, that's actually a pretty big, like if we're being honest, that's a pretty big fucking thing. It shouldn't be, but it is. That's where we are, even in 2021. So they went to him, they asked him to do it. They were like, hey, bro, just do this. And you know what I mean? And he said, what? No. So they're suing him. I don't even understand how any of these people, this is literally white privilege. Because you have got to be a bunch of dumb ass people to do some of the things that these people are doing. Because they're basically suing him for not taking part in the coup. They're trying to sue him to get the court, to get the Supreme Court to tell him that he has to take part in the coup and do what they said. And it's the Supreme Court. And then luckily for us, like I said, Mike Pence is like, no, he countersues and says, could you throw their suit out, please? That's stupid. That's wrong, and I don't want to do it, and they can't do it because there's no fucking legal basis to make me fucking do it. So, and they said in a lawyerly way, like, hey, if you want to change rules about shit, you have to sue Congress, dipshit, which you are a member of, you dumbass. But whatever. Like I said, these are the things going on. You have 100 House Republicans who are going to challenge the electoral votes. You have one Senate Republican who's going to challenge it. Mitch McConnell is in the middle of two different wars. He's at war over the COVID stimulus and $2,000 checks. And he's also at war with the rest of the, he's at war with the Trump section of the Republican Party because he's telling everybody, hey, look, all right, the bullshit's over with. We had enough. It's time to get down to business. And they're like, no, we want to keep going with the bullshit. And our guy's still going with the bullshit, so we're going to keep going with the bullshit. So he's in the middle of two different things. But Mitch McConnell is a political fucking operative, so I expect him to navigate this in the way that's best for Mitch McConnell. Now, how that's going to end up actually happening, I don't fucking know. I mean, I got some ideas. I don't think he's going to cave on the direct checks. You know what I mean? Because he can hold that. As long as he has that button in his back pocket, you know what I mean? He ain't got to cave on that. And he can use that as a double-edged sword because Trump wants it for his coup attempt to look good. And the Democrats want it to look good. You know what I mean? So everybody, and Mitch McConnell's sitting here like, and then there are Republicans also who want it to look good. And Mitch McConnell's sitting here like, yo, I ain't got to do a motherfucking thing until y'all niggas listen to what the fuck I got to say. And now Trump is coming at him. You got all these now they're attempting to use what they're attempting to use. Like they were going to do the coup anyway, but now it has a double, their coup attempt has a double meaning. Like, hey, we're going to fracture the Republican Party. How about that? And Mitch McConnell, who rules with iron fist, does not give a fuck about any of that. So I don't know what they think they're going to, but like I said, he's got a plan up his sleeve. You know what I mean? He's been hiding in his turtle shell for the past, I don't know, week. So we'll see. he's been a turtle in the shell for the past week. Niggas been hitting him up on Venmo and Cash App. Motherfuckers like, I do not do this though. Y'all dox that man. That's stochastic terrorism. We don't do those. We don't do those. That's stochastic terrorism. Y'all dox that man. Now, putting out his Cash App and his phone number to his office, totally all right with that. He's a public servant. We should be able, you know what I mean? Your office number is like public record. We can look that up. You know what I mean? Hitting the nigga Venmo, hitting the nigga Cash App, telling that nigga where my two bands at. I'm fine with that also. The nigga changed the name on his Venmo to please stop asking me for money. And niggas is like, nah, fuck that. If you're not going to sign for the two band checks, I want that shit to come out your motherfucking check. But we don't do the stochastic terrorism, which is doxing niggas, putting niggas' personal information out online like that. Nah, we don't do those. That's Trumpian shit. That's Republican shit. That's fascist. You know what I mean? And for those of you who don't know what stochastic terrorism is, it's basically encouraging violence against somebody without actually encouraging, without, you know, it's you're trying to be a little nebulous about it. You know what I mean? It's like, instead of saying, yo, go fuck that nigga up, it's saying, yo, it would be great if somebody fucked that nigga up. You know what I mean? Knowing that there's a small, no matter how small, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's all, that's whatever. You know what I mean? We don't do that. What else was I was talking about all that. Like, it was just it's a whole bunch of shit. Like, all right, Joe Biden's being Joe Biden. Just doing shit. Just looking like Joe Biden. They do have, like, now, mind you, he's already started doing Joe Biden shit. Like, okay, his Secretary of Defense is going to be a black general. Okay, that sounds fine, but that guy's on the board. On the board of Raytheon, which is a defense contractor. Okay, that's corruption. That's literal corruption right then and there, and you haven't even gotten in office yet. Like, come on, dog, really? And then like, and they're like, yo, he can stay on the board. No, we just got done 4 years excoriating Trump and his family for making money off the presidency, and then here you go, and you gonna sit now, mind you. I'm happy it's a nigga getting rich this time. I mean, like, if we gonna keep being corrupt, if we gonna keep doing the graft, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? But, like, they're saying he can still sit. We just went through 4 years of excoriating Trump and his fucking kids for not giving up their business and making money off the presidency. And then you turn around and do the exact same thing with one of your first cabinet picks. Not even like, and like a main cabinet pick. So it's not even like somebody like Secretary of the Interior or some shit where, you know, you gotta be looking to see what the fuck, who the fuck that is and what the fuck, like, I can't tell you who the Secretary of the Interior is right now. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to say politically active. I'm politically aware. You know what I mean? Politically intelligent. But I don't know who the Secretary of the Interior is. But you know what I mean? But like, it'd be one thing to get away with putting, I would find out. I would hear about it because of the news sources that I fucking, that I consume. You know what I mean? The type of media I consume, like, British Broadcasting Network almost said BBC, but you can't say consume and BBC after each other. Pause. But British Broadcasting Center, Al Jazeera, MSNBC, sometimes CNN, Jake Tapper's all right. You know what I mean? I hope he ain't a pervert. Jake Tapper's all right, though. Chris Cuomo, kind of cool sometimes. Or Andrew Cuomo. What the fuck is his name? Cuomo. I think it is Chris Cuomo. But he's all right sometimes. But, you know, I can't stand Don Lemon. I cannot stand Don fucking Lemon. I just want Don Lemon to shut up all the time, bro. Just every time I see Don, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Anderson Cooper's hilarious. Yo, when Anderson Cooper decides to be a dickhead to a guest, bro, that shit, because he is just so dismissive and condescending that, like, I could see why niggas would want to punch him in his shit. He'd be like, you know, I was going to go through, like, the one time I was watching, he was like, you know, I was going to go through this whole thing and debunk it point by point, but you know what? I don't think you have the brain cells. I think he said something like, I don't think you have the brain cells to get it anyway, so just go on and go. You can just go ahead and leave. We're done with you. You're shit. You're a shit person. Like, I like when CNN be like, fuck it. Like, Chris Cuomo was talking to somebody. He was like, yo, you know that's bullshit, right? I was like, yo, CNN be going in. But then, like, 75% of the time, I don't give a fuck what they talk about. But, like I said, when they going hard, they go hard. But, I'm done with politics for now. I may return to some of this other bullshit later, because, like, I still gotta look at my feed and see what other new shit that I already talked about, but I don't wanna, whatever, man. Okay, look, all you peasants that love the McRib are trash. I just want you to know that, yes, this is classism at its finest, and I'm cool with it. I'm sticking with it. You can't do nothing about it. I had my first McRib last week or 2 weeks ago. That shit is fucking trash, my nigga. I do not know why. Yo, I've had fucking elementary school rib patty sandwiches that tasted better than that bullshit. I was expecting that to be the floor. Nigga, that be the ceiling for that piece of shit. The taste is good as a motherfucking elementary school rib sandwich. That's garbage. Garbage. All y'all niggas that eat McRibs is trash. Your fucking taste buds hate you. With good fucking reason. That is terrible. Y'all niggas are eating McRibs. What the fuck is wrong with you? I got that shit. Like, shout out to my brother Wood. Because, like, we went to go look at the roof on the other crib and shit. So we could figure out what we was going to do about it. And, like, I was like, all right. He was like, yo, let's grab something to eat. I'm like, yeah, that's word up. So we get there, and I'm like, yo, I'm getting a McRib. I don't think I've ever had one before. You know what I mean? I'm like, I want to see what the fucking big fucking deal is. So my brother was like, yo, you know what? I'm glad you said something, because I was thinking the same thing. And I'm like, all right, then, let's get two McRib meals. They on me. You know what I mean? Yo, let me get two large McRib meals. Run them. Bruh, that shit was ass. That shit was so ass, it was leeching all the good flavor out of the fries. I got mad as fuck. I ate it because I was starving. You know what I mean? I ate the motherfucker. But yo, I was hot. I'll never do that shit again. I'm sitting here getting mad thinking about that shit. That was bullshit. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas do this. Y'all bring this bitch around once every year and motherfuckers actually eat this shit? Nah, doggy. You got to come with something way better than that. My palate is way more motherfucking diverse than to be able to, I mean, like, no, that shit is fucking ridiculous. That shit's nasty. So black people were supposed to get powers on the 21st. We didn't. But some of the memes about that shit was hilarious. Go check Twitter. there was an Israeli scientist who said that aliens have been in contact with Israel and the United States for decades, and there's a whole galactic federation, and the reason they don't say nothing is because they think we too stupid, and they said that Donald Trump has been trying to, Donald Trump wanted to tell us, but he can't, and I just want you motherfuckers to know, if y'all think Donald Trump can hold a secret that big, especially right now, you have lost your motherfucking mind. If Donald Trump knew there was aliens, nigga, we know there was aliens. That nigga comes out and says, you used to see some of the things I see. Like, nigga, what? Ooh. Donald Trump was a fucking idiot, man. Like, just fucking stupid. fucking embarrassing. His fucking followers are even worse. Just fucking idiots. Just a whole fucking batch of millions of fucking morons. I can deal with the evil people. You know what I mean? I'm okay with the evil people. The people who are just voting because they're evil. Who like Trump because they're evil. I can deal with evil. Evil is sensible. Evil is reasonable. Evil is logical. But stupid and crazy? Man, I keep telling y'all niggas, that shit is, I just don't fucking understand it. I don't get none of it. Pisses me the fuck off, man. Just stupid people. Just be like, yo, just believe like millions of people. Like, yo, I was up at my sister-in-law's wedding, which was up in Pottsville. Anybody who knows Pottsville knows the composition of Pottsville, the demographics. It was mad signs that it was mad signs that was like, yo, don't break down out this motherfucker. Don't pull over to the side of the motherfucking road. Don't break down. Don't do nothing. Just keep going. You got to get into civilization before it gets dark out this bitch. And we are hitting the highway the whole way home because I'll be damned if I ride through these woods at night. Fuck no. Nah. Like, these niggas got homemade signs they put on the trees for niggas that ride by. Tom Wolf stole the election. They are pissed at Tom Wolf. Like, they're pissed. You know what I mean? They got signs. Like, you already know there's always got to be one. It was like, Obama helped steal the election. I'm like, yep, yeah, just keep right on going. I was going to tell you, look, the curve says 35, you're doing 75. I was going to tell you slow down, but I think you can go ahead, you can take it at 80. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Let's get the fuck out of here. These people are crazy. You know what I mean? Crazy and stupid. They believe anything a jackass says, and I just don't want to deal with it. All right, so we have been the victims of what appears to be the greatest cybersecurity invasion in history. Several departments, cabinet-level departments, as in the Department of the Treasury, the Defense Department, cabinet-level departments were invaded over the course of months. And everyone said Russia did it, except the jackass. He said China did it, even though all the evidence points to Russia. So now his jackass followers, he's a jackass. They're jackasses. They're just a huge threat to, like, the American security, period. Like, just whatever you want to name, and economic security, social security, as in, like, people getting along, you know what I mean? Foreign policy security, foreign intrusion. Like, it's just a piece of shit. His followers, fuck you, man. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to deal with that shit no more. Like I said, New Year, I'm starting the New Year off right. I watched Dancing Fat People on Twitter for an hour last night, and I feel great. Yeah, Dancing Fat People. Men and women, fuck it. You know what I mean? All right, so look. Let's get to it. This might not be a long podcast. This is like a little catch-up podcast. Catch-up. Even though I think I might do sports, which would make it a long podcast if I do sports. You know what I mean? Plus, we got to check out some other shit. But I told y'all way back when that I got xCloud. But I just never used it because the phones I had was trash. The only phone I had that xCloud was good on didn't charge properly, so I never had enough battery power. This new phone I got is A-okay. And bruh, if you don't have xCloud, use a certified fucking peasant. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I might not ever have to engage. And I might be moving up to 5G. I know all you fucking crazy stupid people are like, oh, 5G is gonna kill us. Yeah, you know what? If 5G kills us, I will be having the best time of my life, and I won't hear your fucking cries of suffering because I'll be too busy playing fucking full-on 1080p Xbox motherfucking games on my motherfucking phone. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck is you talking about? I'm getting ready to go unlimited data, 5G, and just get it the fuck out of here. Just get it the fuck out of here, man. Because then I'm just going, you know what I mean? Like, right now, like, if I got good Wi-Fi, there's like almost, there's very little input lag. Very, very little input lag. But if the Wi-Fi, but yeah, look, no. Look, I just need to be, I need to get 5G. And like I said, I'm going to go see about it next month after I deal with all this bullshit, getting back together after the Roni. Like, all my bills is paid. You know what I mean? All my bills is paid. My internet bill will be due the 5th. And then, well, actually, my internet due comes out the 5th. They send the request the 5th, but they don't take it to the 11th. And then my phone bill is due the 11th. And then my Amazon bill, all that together though, is like less, it's like $1.50. You know what I mean? All that together is like $1.50. I'll have $1.50 body. I'll have all that. You know what I mean? So bam, bamf. You know what I mean? Bamf. It'll be Gucci. All my shit, like I said, me and my landlord worked it out that I ain't gotta pay January's rent because he had me out my crib and he was like, I would have put you in the hotel. I'm like, my nigga, you knew you were tearing the floor up before I knew, because I didn't know you were tearing the floor up. Oh shit. If you got good internet and you got, like, if you got Game Pass Ultimate, you can already just jump right into the beta. I mean, like I said, I was in the beta already. But if you got Game Pass Ultimate now, if you got Game Pass Ultimate and you download the Game Pass app on your phone, it'll have three things instead of two. It'll say cloud, console, and PC. So, you know what I mean? You just go ahead and jump on cloud. Now, they got certain games that are optimized for cloud. Them games is trash unless you play Gears of War 5. I don't play Gears of War, period. So, fuck that. But I was playing Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite on my phone. I don't know if it's a little bit of input lag. It might be a little bit of input lag, but then again, I be forgetting that I be playing on my laptop and I be playing on my Xbox at like 90 fucking frames a second. So I gotta start keeping that idea in my head when I be thinking shit be input lag from like something on there on the developer's end, and it fuck around be me on the fucking my tech specs, or my, not my tech specs, but my settings. You know what I mean? Because I be trying to have my frame rate high as fuck, especially at home. You know what I mean? Because even on my laptop, because like certain shit on my laptop, like Crysis 3, if I want to run it at ultra with V-syncing and ray tracing on, I can run it at 144 frames a second, no problem, unless I'm streaming. Like, if I'm just playing it, I can run it, no problems, ultra, fucking super high, fucking super pretty, fucking 250-yard fucking headshots down iron sights. It's fucking beautiful. But, you know what I mean? I can't do that if I'm, but like I said, you have to get, like, a lot of times you gotta, that's why point-and-clickers be so fucking good, because they used to dealing with fucking point and clickers. But that's why point and clickers be so good, because they used to dealing with the pointer lag, and then they know they gotta speed they pointer up, and it be, you know what I mean, I just be forgetting to turn my sensitivity up a little bit to deal with the faster frame rate. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Cause like my man Loso, happy birthday to my man at Loso Rocks on Twitter. Go hit him up and say happy birthday. By the time you hear this shit, it'll be belated, but whatever. So what? It's still happy birthday. Everybody should be grateful for happy birthdays, especially from motherfucking strangers on Twitter. He was talking about, he just played the Master Chief Collection in 60 frames, because people don't realize Halo 1, 2, 3, all them shits was in 30 frames a second. You know what I mean? He just played it in 60 frames a second. I'm like, hey man, I'll be playing in the 90. Check the watch for the input lag though. He was like, oh, is that what that is? I was like, yeah, it's input lag from the higher frame rate. You got to turn your motherfucking, you got to turn your controller sensitivity up higher. So, yeah, you know I mean, oh, shit, man. Why in the fuck is everybody? Oh, what up, Smizzy Riz? Oh, that's Smizzy Riz. Happy New Year's to the Smizzy Riz. I might get Smizzy Riz on the podcast. Depending on what's going on. Might get Smizzy Riz out here. You know what I mean? But we'll see. What else I got going on? What else we got going on? But what was I talking about? I was talking about my frame rate and shit. But yeah, I started playing, like I said, xCloud. Oh, I played a nigga in Madden today. I trashed this bitch ass nigga. Oh man, baptized his ass, baby. 55 burger. 55-7. The nigga scored with like a minute left. Piece of fucking bullshit. Nigga scored with like a minute left, and then he got a pick in the end zone right before 3 seconds left. Fucking nigga only had 102 yards. And the scoring drive was bullshit because, all right, partly my fault, because I went to try and cause the fumble on the kick return, and he slipped through the gap that I left when I sped my dude up. But, you know what I mean? And then he caught some bullshit, and dude bumped me off, and whatever. It was some bullshit. He shouldn't have scored, but whatever. But then I came right back down and scored again. You know what I mean? So I came right back down and scored again. You know what I mean? Right back down the field. We was playing Madden 20. I had Dwayne Haskins looking like an NFL quarterback, even though he no longer plays for my team. But yo, that shit, like I said, xCloud's fucking dope. Like I said, I might have to, the UI, the user interface is a little wonky. You have to have a Bluetooth controller, but I just went out and bought a SteelSeries Status Druo a couple weeks ago, and it's not Bluetooth for my laptop, you know what I mean? But it's Bluetooth for Android. So I'm gonna take my Xbox controller that I have slaved to my phone for xCloud now. I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take it off of my phone, pair it back with my laptop. That'll be permanently for my laptop. And I got the SteelSeries Stratus Duo, and I got the SteelSeries headphones to match. Them shit to just carry with me, and then I can just leave my laptop at home. I can leave Damien at home until I get a new piece, till I build a PC and I get a new laptop, and then it'll be my travel laptop again. You know what I mean? But until then, I'm gonna keep my shit culture. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna keep it at home. I'm gonna keep it set up, and having it set up, yeah. But first, all right, that's my plan. First, I gotta see if the Wi-Fi at my job or my reception at my job, because I already got unlimited 4G. So unlimited 4G might be enough. I was just way out in the boonies, so unlimited 4G in the city might be enough. You know what I mean? I watch YouTube all day. Is that anymore? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting here bullshitting. Oh, YouTube music is trash. Period. It's not worth the $10 a month. Trust me. Just watch YouTube and deal with the ads. YouTube Premium is trash. Super trash. But you know what I mean? If my shit good at work, I'ma find out this Sunday. You know what I mean? If my shit good at work, bro, I ain't gotta take my laptop to work no more. If I wanna record a podcast from work, I can do it from my I can take a pair of headphones. I could take the headphones that I'm wearing now, plug it. Oh, actually, no, I could just have my SteelSeries headphones, because they got a mic, and I could actually just record on Anchor. I can just record the Anchor and then just export it from Anchor to save it from Anchor onto my go home. Save, I can record it at work on my laptop. I mean, on my phone with my headset. Yeah, I mean, then just save it and then just export it to SoundCloud. Export it to SoundCloud from my laptop when I go home. I'm Gary. Like, as long as my internet good and I can play Xbox without super lag, because there was times. But like I said, I was way up in the fucking boonies. Like, you know what I mean? Gas was 270. My nigga, get out of here. My nigga, beat it. Hold on, time out. Oh shit, I forgot. I'm cooking the hot dogs. Pause. Yeah, daddy shit. I had to feed my kids lunch, even though it was 3 o'clock, you know what I mean? But they ain't eat breakfast. Little niggas ain't get up till 11 o'clock, you know what I mean? My daughter got out first, but then, like, their brothers, them niggas ain't get up till, you know what I mean, 11 o'clock, some shit like that. But, like I was saying, if this shit work out the way I want it to, you know what I mean, I can leave my laptop at home hooked up, which it'd be just one thing I ain't got to do, you know what I mean? I ain't got to carry it. I ain't got to worry about it. It'll be at the crib. It'll be chilling. You know what I mean? And plus, I can still do everything. I can still damn near do everything I want to motherfucking do on the phone that I got now. I just gotta learn some more shit. Like, there'll be things that I want to. But like I said, most of my memberships and shit now, I can just go through on my phone and figure shit out. So, you know what I mean? That'll make things a little easier. That'll make things, like, you know what I mean? And I can just keep plugging away at shit. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna sit and act like I wasted all of 2020, but I fucking wasted all of 2020. But you know what I mean? But man, fuck out of here. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Fuck that. You know what I mean? I ain't wasted. You know what I mean? I made moves. I made good moves. You know what I mean? I slept on my couch for the first couple times. I slept on my couch every night since I've been back in the crib. So like 4 or 5 nights. It ain't that bad. Yeah, you know I mean, I've been because I was just laying around watching Bleach. I've been catching up. I started watching Bleach again, so I can be all the way caught up when they restarted in 2022. I'm already at the Roncar arc. You know what I mean? I stopped it right after I stopped it right after Ichigo versus Grimmjow. You know what I mean? So it's about to be, they're about to introduce all the captains into Waco Mundo. It's going to be, well, I guess it's going to be like another 2-3 episodes because you got the Noritora is going to whoop Ichigo's ass real quick. Noritora is going to whoop Ichigo's ass. Then Neliel is going to turn back into adult Neliel. Yeah. I will say this. All right. First and foremost, before I get into all that other shit, first and foremost, yo, I'm sick of you Dragon Ball niggas and you One Piece niggas, like, slandering everything. Yo, shut the fuck up. All right? Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, just shut the fuck up. Like, yo, you can't talk about no other anime series. Now, mind you, I don't watch One Piece. I tried watching it multiple times. It just ain't me. But I've watched almost all of Dragon Ball. I'm talking about Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, and Dragon Ball Super. You know what I mean? Mad movies. I still own all 3 Broly movies. Well, it's 4 now. You got Broly Super. Hold up. Do I have Broly? No, I ain't got Broly Super. I ain't got Broly Super, but I got the other 3 Broly movies. I got Broly movies. You know what I mean? It's just, yo, look. If you want to talk about filler, there's a whole season of Goku just running. Shut up. If you want to talk about wackiness, come on, shut up. As far as One Piece goes, everything is wacky and everything is filler to me because that shit is stupid and I don't even understand it and I don't care. But y'all niggas need to shut the fuck up with slander and everything. I'm sick of seeing you niggas on Twitter. You niggas suck. Shut up. All right, so back to what I was saying. They get ready to introduce the captains to the they get ready to introduce the captains to Waco Mundo, which one of my favorite. Well, my 2 favorite fights are upcoming, which is Noritora versus Kenpachi and Okiura versus Ichigo number 2. You know, with Vast Olorde Ichigo and all that. That's gonna be my shit. I love those. Those are my 2 favorite fights. Those are my 2 favorite fights. Those are 2 dope ass fights. 2 dope ass fights. Like the Noritora versus fucking Kenpachi fight. Like you can't even find that joint. Like somebody they used to have mad niggas that cut it up because I think it's like a 5 episode fight. You know what I mean? They used to have niggas that cut it up, but nah, not on YouTube no more. Now you get like 10 minutes. I want the whole 40-minute fight, all the shit talking and all that other shit. Just all the other shit cut out, you know what I mean? But the fight's like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, some shit like that's dope. And then like Okiura Fisher versus Ichigo and Vast Olorde Ichigo. That's just like an hour and some change. But you got to find the whole thing. It's just hard to find it. You know what I mean? Just very, very, very difficult. But I am catching up. I started playing several games. I started playing Dragon Quest, which is a turn-based Dragon Quest 11S because it's on Game Pass, and I might play it here on my phone because that might be a good game to play on my phone because fast Twitch timing. It's turn-based, so it ain't. A little bit of lag ain't gonna do me no problem. I was trying to play Destiny. Yo, fuck Destiny 2. Like, I got the Beyond Light apparently because Game Pass. But come on, man. They're just fucking. Like, I just want to do the regular shit and I want to go through the story and I want to play the story, but they just keep shuffling me forward to the shit I don't want to fucking do. You know what I mean? It's not fucking fun, and I'm under level, so I'm getting my fucking wig blown the fuck back. You know what I mean? And I don't want, and it's even worse, because I don't want to fucking do it. That's fucking terrible. But, yeah, I mean, whatever. That was just how I felt about that. Dragon Quest, it's a cartoony-ass JRPG. I was telling y'all that I was going to find me a JRPG. I wasn't bullshitting. I found one. I played a couple hours of it. I played maybe like 5 or 8 hours, 5 to 10 hours of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not bad as far as JRPGs go. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of downloading, like, I downloaded some games off Game Pass. I forget which ones. I started Control. I finally started Control. It's all right. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it's worth the $25 I paid for it. You know what I mean? But it's all right. I got to a boss fight, and I don't like the boss fight, so I haven't played it since that. Since then, I might go back and like get. I might go back and fight the boss again and beat the. It's not because like it's just like it's just trash. It's all right. Look, it reminds me too much of the Division the way some of the shit happens. You know what I mean? Which I do not like. I do not like at all. I started that Pillars of Eternity. Which I got that off of, I got that for free off Epic Game Store. Epic Game Store had this cold ass sale, but it's over. It wasn't even a sale. They was just giving out a free game every day for 2 weeks, and they gave out like 10 bangers. They only, all right, maybe 7 bangers. You know what I mean? Pillars of Eternity was one of them. Pillars of Eternity is hard as fuck. It's not a point and click adventure game. It's a point and click real time action. It's a point-and-click, real-time action strategy game, which is a fucking mouthful, pause. It just, like, you don't move with, like, the analog. But first of all, there's no controller support, you know what I mean? Which made me not want to play it at first. But you, if I can keep my shit set up at home, I can use my mouse at home. I can use my mouse at home, and that'll be fine, you know what I mean? I already used it here once, so, hey, quiet down. You know what I mean? Like you move by like moving the mouse and then you click where you want to go. And then you move the mouse and it opens up some of the map and then you click where you want to go. And then, if there's an enemy, you go over there and you click on him and then you start attacking a nigga. You just be attacking a nigga until, like, you just be attacking a nigga until you actually click away from him or run away or something. Like, you can flee shit. Hold the time up. Can you flee? I tried to flee. It didn't work. I got killed. You know what I mean? But it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, I just keep dying. But it seemed kind of cool. I'm going to try it out some more. It's just like I said, I haven't been. Like, well, I was at home. I went home last Saturday. And I think I went home last Friday. Was it Christmas Day? No, I didn't go home. I went home Saturday, yeah. I went home last Saturday. And I played a lot of Borderlands. Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of Greedfall when I was here too. Like, Greedfall is fun. Greedfall is different. It's a mash. It's a mishmash of a bunch of different concepts and ideas. But yeah, I mean, you got your RPG quests. Oh, their questing is kind of shitty. But as far as like you have, it's really like someone meshed together like the combat. They meshed together the combat of Assassin's Creed and Dragon Age, and then they took the skill setting and pointing of, I don't even want to know, because there's different types of points, you know what I mean? Like, you get attribute points, talent points, and skill points. You get an attribute point every level. You get a skill point every 3 levels. You get a talent point every 5 levels, and they're different, like, and then, like, it's not just for combat and defense. There's for like exploration too. Like, there's one talent called Vigor, where if you want to cross a beam to get something, you have to have Vigor 1 so you can have a balance across that beam. Or if you want to slide, you want to climb up, if you want to mantle up on something, you got to have Vigor 1. If you want to slide through a crack, you got to have Vigor 3. So, like, the way the armors are is there are certain armors that can give you, or there are certain upgrades to armors that can give you points in those things, and you don't have to have a point for that point to count. So, you know, I got I got 2 points in lockpick, but my chest armor has a +1 to lockpick, so now I don't have to put no more points in lockpick because my shit's +3. I got 2 points in fucking craftsmanship, so I can do all my upgrades. But one of my companions, by getting friendship with him, I got +1 to craftsmanship. I ain't got to put no more points in craftsmanship. You know what I mean? But I'm already, it's already, you know, maxed out. I don't know what the level cap is. I don't know if there is a level cap. There probably is. It'd probably fuck around and be like, I forget what level I am on that shit, but it'd probably fuck around and be like level 30 or something. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready fucking whatchacallit right now. Here we go. Greedfall level cap. Oh shit, level 90. Oh shit. Oh, you can't max skills out. All right, here it is. Skill points you get every level. Talent and attributes are spread further out. Think talents are every 3 levels and attributes are every 4. Yeah, see, told you. So it's talents, skill, every point. That's your regular skill points. And, you know, like, but see, it's not like the skill points are for, what do you call it? It's not like for, it's not like leveling up another shit. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, like if you want to get more HP, that's an attribute point. You know what I mean? You got to get endurance, but that's how you also wear heavy armors. You get endurance. You know what I mean? Oh wait, no. Yeah. And then like, but then on, you have the skill tree, which is skills, but it's not like your regular stats. It's not like your strength. Like there's a strength skill that you can level up, but it gives you like, all right, 10 plus damage, da 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 da. It's a different leveling system, but the game, the combat can be kind of wonky. You know what I mean? The combat can be real wonky. Oh, but shooting niggas in the face is fun. Shooting niggas, I only died like once or twice in like 20 hours, 25 hours. So I'm not going to sit here and act like it's tough. I'm playing on normal, but you know what I mean? I only died like once or twice, but you know what I mean? It can be a pain in the dick. You know what I mean? The mercantile system seems kind of shitty. You know what I mean? Even with charisma points, but I don't know. But it's still a fun game. But I got it on my laptop. I bought it on my laptop? Did I buy it? Or did I get it? How do I have it? Hold on, time out. I have to figure out how I own this game. Did I buy it? No, I didn't buy it because it's not, or I don't think I bought it. So how do I own this game? I actually don't know how I own this game. Is it on the Xbox app? I don't think it's on the Xbox app. Oh, wait, it is on the Xbox app. Oh, okay. It's on the Xbox app. That's how I got it. It's on laptop and, It's on my laptop. It's on console and PC. Oh, okay. I ain't know if I bought it or not. I still have the Bard's Tale remastered and re-snarkled, but I just haven't played it. I just got so many different fucking games. Like, you know what I mean? I just got so many games. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there, and this isn't one of those times where I'm talking shit. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not boasting. I'm just saying I'm honestly just telling a honest, you know, thing. I don't have so many games, and I just, like I said, I went home. I was at home 5 days because I came back here yesterday to go to my sister-in-law's wedding. The 5 days I was home, I played Borderlands 3. You know what I mean? Now, mind you, I had Borderlands 3 when it first came out, but the game was so fucking broken that I didn't appreciate it and I didn't like it. And guess what? The game is still pretty much fucking broken, which is why I got it for $9. You know what I mean? But I got that, and I got Kingdom Hearts 3, and they had Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and Kingdom Hearts 2.5 on Game Pass. So I started out Kingdom Hearts 1, and oof, this might be a slog, bro. I got all 3. I'm gonna check that out. Like, I originally had Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 on the PS2. You know what I mean? Like, original fucking, whatchacallit, OG. I played it for about 2 hours and I was done. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I wanted to murder Donald Duck. I was like, bitch, if you don't heal me, I swear to fucking God, bro, I was going to kill Donald the fuck Duck. Your only job is to heal niggas. Put your little fucking stick away. Me and Mickey got this. But that nigga, he ain't shit. But, I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna give him a try on the remastered on Xbox One. Yeah, I mean, and seeing as I'm getting back to work, I should have my Series X soon. They restocking Series X's. I want to get my shit out the mud from GameStop. So I ain't trying to be ordering no shit online. Like I said, I live in the hood. I ain't trusting nobody to just leave an Xbox on my porch, you know? Because I damn sure wouldn't. But I should be getting my Series X. If I don't have it by the middle of this month, I'll have it by the middle of next month. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Oh, and because they redid the floor, like the way I had my apartment set up before, because the way they redid, I had to set it up that way because I had stuff over the damp hole, the sink holes in the floor. Now I done redid my shit because the whole floor new. Bruh, my shit's gonna slot perfectly next to my fucking TV. And it's not going to take up no space. It's not going to look awkward or nothing. It's going to look super dope. And then all I got to do is buy a TV for my, buy a 4K TV for my living room so I can put my 1X, I mean a 4K TV for my, I might take the 4K TV that I got in my living room, take that motherfucker off the wall, put that in my bedroom, and then buy another 50, 55 inch, or maybe a 60 inch, 65 inch. Yeah, I mean, because I got 65s for like $4,500. So I can get a 65-inch Samsung for like $550 or $450. You know what I mean? And I can put a 65-inch Samsung on the wall like a dickhead. Like a stone cold fucking dickhead. I can put a 65-inch Samsung 4K smart TV on the wall. And then all I'm doing is waiting until probably the summertime. To, you know, I want to throw a party in the summertime, and throw a party or get an 8K TV, and I'm thinking, fuck people, I'm getting an 8K TV, but then what I'm gonna do with another fucking foot, whatever, I figured it out, I burn that bridge when I fucking come to it, but that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just go buy a big ass 8K TV, because I'm gonna get like a 50 inch 8K, so it can sit on my table just a little, because like the way I got it set up now, sometimes it feel too close. I feel like I'm too close, and that shit be big as fuck in my face, and then it'd be like, stop, gotta fall back. But like I said, I wasn't doing nothing but smoking weed. Like I was going, in 5 days, I drank 3 beers in a shot, and it wasn't all at the same time, you know what I mean? But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. While I was at home the whole 5 days, all I did was smoke weed, watch Bleach, and play Borderlands 3. That game's still fucking broken, but I was playing as the Beastmaster. Like when I first had it, I only did one playthrough. I always start out as the Gunner because that's normally my favorite class. Mid to long range, and if I want to, I can spec for melee. You know what I mean? The Gunner Moe's, I like Moe's. I like the character. I like the way it's supposed to work, but it just don't work the way it's supposed to. So yeah, you know what I mean, it'd be like it just a bunch, and then it's like the shit is fucking garbage. But it was $9, and it is kind of fun to shoot, and it is vibrant and colorful and all that other dumb shit. And Vaughn is funny. they kill every, you know, like I don't want to talk about that dumb shit, but that shit is dope though. Like the shooting, like playing as the Beastmaster, you just get, like, I just have mad health regen, and that's really all I be wanting, mad health regen, you know what I mean? Like, I be wanting to, like, get online and play with other people, but then I realize that I hate people, so I don't do it. I say the fuck off that bitch, you know what I mean? But, I was playing that, like I said, I was playing Greedfall. I got a whole bunch of fucking games that I just, you know what I mean? Like, I got a bunch of games that I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna say I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. It's just like, when the fuck am I going to have time to play these? Like, I think I uninstalled Star Wars The Old Republic because I uninstalled Star Wars The Old Republic. But I uninstalled a bunch of shit. Street Fighter V, because I'm never gonna play it. Nioh, I'm never gonna play it. You know what I mean? Fallout 3, because it's broken. It doesn't run. Destiny 2, I don't care. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of shit I need to uninstall off Steam because it's just taking up fucking space. Because I ain't going to never play some of that shit. Like, Crysis 1. Yo, as soon as I got that motherfucking, soon as I found out what the button set was, the button layout, and I couldn't change that shit, oh, nah, my nigga, you can suck dick. Go ahead. I don't want no parts of that. That is trash. That is super trash. I don't want nothing to do with none of that bullshit. But, like, I'm sure I'm going to look at my library here on Epic because my Epic library is getting fucking epic. So, stranded deep. I got strength. Look, I got, I think I got 30 games here. Nah, I ain't got 30. Oh, I got close though. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I got 24 games on Epic. I got 30 games on Steam. I got another 15 games on Ubisoft. Nah, I ain't got 15 games on Ubisoft. I probably got like 8 games. 6 or 8, something like that. You know what I mean? Why not? Do I have 2 copies of Watch Dogs 2? Because that wouldn't be cool. Because I can't sell them. I can't sell one. You know what I mean? But do I have a Ubisoft copy and a, what you call it? Oh, yeah. I got 7 games on here. Yeah. But 3 of them are... 3 of them are Far Cry games. Like I said, I got all the Far Cries. Because for what reason? I don't fucking know. Yeah, well, I love Far Cry 3. And I love Far Cry 4. I've never played New Dawn. And Far Cry 5 seems kind of formulaic. But whatevs. You know what I mean? What else is there? There's one more. Epic Game Store. Ubisoft. Oh, and what's that? Origin Store. I got games at the Origin Store, too. That I don't ever be dealing with. Because I bought them, and I bought all the Mass Effects. Them Jones ain't got no fucking controller support. I gotta mod it. And then when I sit this bitch at home, once I sit this motherfucker at home, or I get a new laptop, and I'll mod it so I can get controller support, because I have eight games on here. I got Anthem, which I bought, Battlefield 3, which I got for free, Burnout Paradise, which I got for free, Crysis 3, which I got for free, Grand Theft Auto 5, which I got for free, Mass Effect 3, which I actually got for free, and Just Cause 4, which I got for free. I paid for Mass Effect, Andromeda, and I paid for Anthem, you know what I mean? All other games somehow were free, from some way, free, or like a dollar or some change or some shit like that, but mostly free, you know what I mean? Just be... Free games. Yo, hold on. There was something else I wanted to do. I think that might be it, though. Like I said, yo, if you got Xbox, you got Ultimate, and you got a nice phone, yo, hit that Game Pass up. I'm thinking I should do sports. Okay, I'm gonna see something. Here we go. We're going. All right. Look, see, this is the coonery I'll be talking about. Rep-elect Burgess Owens, Republican Utah, expressed his support for a challenge to their electoral college vote that certified President-elect Joe Biden's win, saying Thursday that there's no question that President Trump won re-election. This nigga's a piece of shit. Owens, who was endorsed by Trump, told the Salt Lake Tribune in an interview that he absolutely believes Trump won the presidential election, despite Biden being widely recognized as the president-elect since November. There's no question in my mind that I think he won, he said. You fucking retarded ass coon. You fucking retarded ass. You're like, yo, this is... Just terrible people. Just terrible people. Yo, if you're a Republican, you're a terrible person. You know what I mean? It's official. The defense bill got that he vetoed. They overrode the veto. The Philippines has barred travelers from the U.S. The new Roni is here. The Roni 2.0. Roni 2021 is here. Y'all niggas was making jokes about, hey, get ready for COVID 2021. Now it's here. They got a new Roni. It's even more fucking, it's even more, what you call it? It's even more contagious than a regular Roni. We haven't seen if it's deadlier yet, but it's definitely more contagious. You know what I mean? I think I don't want to. Hold on, time out. This is funny. This sounds fucking funny. So the headline is, with Trump a no-show, Mar-a-Lago guests left the party maskless with Rudy Giuliani and Vanilla Ice. All right, so we're going to read this because this is funny. Guests who paid four figures for tickets to President Donald Trump's annual New Year's Eve party were left the party with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, his two adult sons, and various figures from the conservative media, none of whom wore masks after the president made a last-minute decision to ditch the event and return to Washington. No official explanation for the president's early departure from Mar-a-Lago was given, though he remains consumed with efforts to overturn the election results, and tensions are ratcheting up in the Persian Gulf ahead of the one-year anniversary of the U.S. killing of Iran's top general. Without the president as the centerpiece, the wattage of Thursday evening's party was somewhat dimmer. Performers whose heyday came decades ago, Vanilla Ice in Berlin, performed from the ballroom's main stage. Guests angled for selfies with Giuliani, who was wearing a blue velvet tuxedo jacket, and Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro, along with personalities from the right-wing television network OANN. Instead of their father, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump mingled among the guests with their respective significant others, Kimberly Guilfoyle and Laura Trump. Tiffany Trump also attended, though Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner were not seen. y'all niggas paid four figures to hang out with the B team. Yeah, Republicans are fucking stupid and evil. You know what I mean? Just fucking stupid and evil. Oh shit. Woman falsely accuses a black teen of stealing their phone. Okay, yeah, that happens. That's what they do. All right. I think the vaccine distribution hasn't gone as it should have been. But hey, y'all let Donald Trump do it. So what do you expect? I think that's it. I think that's all I'm going to do. Mason Rudolph says he is open to talking with Myles Garrett about what happened. Ain't got nothing to say except, nigga, I mollywopped you. Nigga, I mollywopped you. Yeah, you know I mean, that's all you got to say. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to do football. It's the final week. It's the final week, so we're going to do it. We're going to fucking do it. I do need something to drink, though. You know what I mean? I got fucking cotton mouth. I got cotton mouth like a bitch. All right, so, I clicked that off right at the perfect time, because as soon as I clicked it off, the noisemakers came in the crib and started making noise. It is now 1 a.m. Sunday morning. You know what I mean? A whole 24 hours later, 30 hours, something like that, 28, some shit. Pardon me. Yeah. Hold on, time out. Yeah, that's a whole 32 hours later, because that was at like 5 o'clock or some shit like that. But, update. I do have two copies of fucking Watch Dogs, too. Man, I got one on Epic Games and I got one on Ubisoft. It's bullshit. But the one on Epic Games, it was free, and they're non-DRM, which is non-digital rights media. So, yeah, I mean, I can always keep it. It's always mine. I don't have to have, like, yeah, it's always mine. I like shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, certain shit you got. Like, Xbox Live. You gotta have a active membership to play the free games. You know what I mean? It's like a lifetime borrowing it. Yo, you gotta keep paying us to play it. But, you know what I mean? As long as you paying us, you can play it. But the way they got shit rolling out, bruh, I'm cool with that. Fuck that. That little $15, $20 I pay every month. You know what I mean? I'm fucking balling out here. Balling out of control with that shit. But what I wanted to do was, I wanted to do sports shorts. I'm just going to do NCAA playoffs and NFL week 17. But, alright, so as far as the NCAA playoffs go, bruh. Alright, so we didn't have to talk about Notre Dame and Alabama. We've seen that movie before, and you know what I mean? It was the same movie we've seen before. But Ohio State versus Clemson, Ohio State's defense looked really good. That was the thing there. Ohio State's defense looked really, really good. Justin Fields looked good. I mean, like, dudes were like, yo, those dudes were like wide open, though. Like, it ain't like, I mean, he took a big shot, but like, when I went back and was watching it, it ain't like he was fitting balls into tight windows. Pause. But, dudes was just like, 2 and 3 yards of separation. That doesn't happen in the NFL too often. So, but we'll see. You know what I mean? Like, they upset Clemson. I'd like to see what the line is going to be. You know what I mean? We'll probably get to that next podcast. So I should drop that next week. So hopefully I don't fuck up and don't nothing go wrong. And I'll have that out. And we'll have my prediction on the day of the national championship. So, you know what I mean? You know, you listen early. You might want to throw a little money, get a little skin in the game, like James, like all the fucking FanDuel commercials say. I got to go back to getting fucking Hulu motherfucking no commercials, Hulu Premium. Because I had it before, but I didn't watch nothing, so I thought it was stupid to be paying for it. But I got it free now. I might just upgrade my shit to Hulu Premium because, bruh, it'd be way too many fucking commercials. And like I said, I started Bleach over, and, bruh, it'd be just like mad commercials. Mad fucking commercials. You know what I mean? Just fuck up. Fuck that. Nah. Fuck that. Like YouTube amounts of commercials, nigga. I'm Gucci. Because you know in the show, you only get one commercial break. You get the commercial break before it come on. Well, the way it was on Adult Swim, it was like the commercial break, then the show came on, got to the middle, the actual commercial break from Shonen, and then, you know what I mean, you had that little 5-minute commercial break, and then you was back to the show till the show was over. You know what I mean? That's not how they're doing it. But, like I said, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to the national championship. I want to wait and see what the line's going to be. I want to see what, I want to see if there's any injuries, any Ronian. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers might decide they want to party and get their Roni on. But, let's get to this NFL Week 17. Playoff implications all over the motherfucking place. Draft seedings, draft position, not really that big a deal. But let's go. All games are on Sunday, I believe. Yeah. Because they had the Monday night doubleheader. They had the Monday night doubleheader. They start Monday night with a doubleheader and they end it with a doubleheader. And then like they used to have like Saturday, but the way it's the Roni year. First game, Dolphins 10-5, 5-2 in a row at Bills, 12-3, 6-1 at home. The line is Buffalo giving 3. Which means just because they just for home field advantage, the over under is 42. Now I don't know if Josh Allen and the rest of the starters are going to play a lot of heavy minutes. The Bills are they already locked up the AFC East. They can get the 2 seed with a win. They can get the 2 seed with a win or a Pittsburgh loss. Yeah, they can get the 2 seed with a win or a Pittsburgh loss. And, what the fuck? And the Dolphins can get into the playoffs with a win and a loss by either the Ravens, the Bengals, or the Browns, I believe. Maybe the Titans. I don't know. Bengals? Yeah, the Ravens, Bengals, or Browns. If one of the, Ravens, Titans, or Browns. Yeah. Wait. Alright, I have it this time. Swear to God. Ravens, Colts, or Browns. One of them loses. They're in the playoffs. Like I said, I don't know if the Bills are going to play heavy minutes. It's going to be in Buffalo. 38 snow. You know what I mean? I don't know. If Josh Allen plays, if the starters play and they're going to try to clinch the number 2 seed, then I would say take the over and take Buffalo. Because while I don't see what everybody else is seeing about Josh Allen, because all his nice throws look awkward as shit. Like, he's just slinging the ball with all arm. His mechanics look terrible. It's just like people are making catches. You know what? I'm not going to lie. He's reminded me of Carson Wentz. Yeah, he's reminded me a lot of Carson Wentz, the year Carson Wentz. In 2017, like, a lot of that shit just doesn't look sustainable. Like, bro, you can't just keep winging shit sidearm like that and throwing from weird ass angles and thinking like niggas is making catches, but that shit gonna run out. You know what I mean? Or you gonna hang on? All it's gonna take is you hanging one nigga out to dry, and everybody else gonna be like, oh yeah, that's why we don't be doing that shit, nigga. Learn how to throw right. But if Josh Allen didn't play though, Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is I'm not gonna say like the Vikings like miss Stephon Diggs, because Justin Jefferson has been fucking amazing. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for who's gonna be rookie of the year now? It might be Justin Jefferson. Because hold on, talk about, let me think. Oh wait, Justin Herbert. Sorry. Yeah. You're not beating Justin Herbert out. If it wasn't for Justin Herbert, Justin Jefferson would be offensive rookie of the year. Chase Young is probably going to take... Chase Young is definitely taking defensive rookie of the year. But Stephon Diggs, man, he has been... been fucking amazing for the... Like, he's just... his route running is impeccable. His separation, you know what I mean? His hand, he got great hands, you know what I mean? And he'll blow the top off your defense. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yo, y'all know what time it is. Yeah, boy. Oh, I got an action in my mouth. Pause. Oh, God. So, I would still take the over. And if Josh Allen and all of them is starting, they're not on the injured list or nothing like that, they take their Bills in the over. Game number two. Ravens 10-5, 5-2 on the road at Bengals 4-10-1, 3-4 at home. The line is Baltimore giving 14. The over under is 44. Baltimore has to win to make the playoffs. I don't think take the Ravens in the over. You know what I mean? Just take the Ravens in the over. Third game, Steelers 12-3, 5-2 on the road. At Browns 10-5, 5-2 at home. The line is Cleveland giving 10, over under 43.5. The reason that Cleveland is the favorite is because Big Ben's not playing. Like I said earlier, Mason Rudolph is playing. They're resting Big Ben. We already know Mason Rudolph is a fucking bum. But the Browns just lost to the Jets. So, I mean, like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do with that. Nick Chubb and, you know what I mean? Nick Chubb should get 1,000 yards, you know what I mean, for the year. He's got 176 carries for 959 yards. That's fucking goofy. That's fucking goofy, bro. That nigga's averaging damn near 6 yards a carry. The fuck? That's crazy. And he has 11 TDs. But if they can just run the ball, be totally honest, I don't see Cleveland covering. For some reason, I just don't feel like Cleveland's gonna cover. So, you know what I mean? I would take Pittsburgh in the points. You know what I mean? I'll take the under. Pittsburgh in the under. I don't think Cleveland's gonna cover. Game number four, Vikings 6-9, 3-4 on the road at Lions 5-10, 1-6 at home. That one win they have at home is against my bum ass club. The line is Minnesota giving 4, over under 54. This is just a dismal game. This is just a dismal fucking game. Adrian Peterson is averaging almost 4 yards a carry though. That's an old ass man. Way to go. Justin Jefferson has 1,200 yards. Almost 1,300 yards. Fucking amazing. If Matt Stafford plays, that means they're probably getting rid of Matt Stafford. If he doesn't play, take the Vikings and the under. I don't think it's going to be 54 points. Even if Matt Stafford does play, even though the Vikings have a terrible defense. And so do the Lions, but those are just two quarterbacks who like fucking up. Maybe take the over. Yeah, take Minnesota in the over. Next game, Jets. Sorry, Smiths. 2-13, 1-6 on the road at Patriots. 6-9, 4-3 at home. Line is New England giving 3. Over under a 40. Cam Newton's numbers are terrible. Cam Newton's numbers are fucking terrible. He's got 17 touchdowns and I think like 14 turnovers. That's just despicable, but you know what I mean? See, this is the thing I'm talking about, though. Like, yeah, Cam looks bad. Cam does look bad, and I think Cam's injured again. Or if that's his new throwing motion, he has to stop. He can't throw anymore. But like I said, I think his shoulder's injured again, or his shoulder's hurt or worn out or something. Or maybe, yeah, I mean, I just think his shoulder's injured. But this is the thing I be talking about. This is the shit that niggas be talking about. Tom Brady is having a decent year. Good year. You know what I mean? But every time he fucks up, they shoot this nigga every excuse in the world. He didn't have an offseason. He didn't have a training camp. He didn't have a preseason. Yo, niggas is just burying Cam Newton, and he had all that other shit plus because he didn't get picked up for 90 fucking days. He didn't get picked up till fucking June. You know what I mean? Tom Brady took his talents to fucking Tampa Bay long before that. What is you talking about? So, you know what I mean? I don't appreciate that. I don't like that. You know what I mean? I don't like that at all. But the Patriots are just a bad team right now. Just a bad team. The Jets are a bad team, but they're just playing. I don't know what that win was over the Browns and, you know what I mean? And the Rams. Those two wins just like escaped me. But it's going to be rainy and chilly. Sam Darnold versus Bill Belichick. It's probably going to be one of those 21-17, 24-20. Take New England in the over. Fuck it. Cowboys 6-9, 2-5 on the road at Giants 5-10, 2-5 at home. The line is Dallas -1.5. Over under is 44.5. It's gonna be cold and rainy. You know what I mean? 44 degrees and rainy. That's city weather. Daniel Jones has a bum hammy. You know what I mean? He has a bum hammy. He can't move. He already isn't very good. But the fact that now that he's just like a sitting duck. The Dallas defense is been playing well against bad teams, in which the Giants are a bad team. Andy Dalton is playing well against bad defenses. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's being Andy Dalton's being Andy Dalton, conservative, but you know what I mean? Competent. He's game managing well. They've scored 30 points 3 times in a row. I think that streak comes to an end. They have to win and hope Philly wins. If they win and Philly wins, they're in. If the Giants win, they're in. Hold on, time out. Are they? Yeah. If the Giants win, they're in. Because if the Giants win and Philly wins, they're in. If the Cowboys win and Philly wins, they're in. All right, so Ezekiel Elliott may actually get 1,000 yards this year, which seemed highly unlikely about 6 weeks ago. 16 games. Well, no, he sat again. So 15 games. He's got 230 carries for 937 yards, 5 TDs. So that's like 4 yards a carry. You know what I mean? Not bad. Nothing to write home about, but 4 yards. Well, it's 4 yards a carry in the NFL on a bad fucking team. So I guess it is something to write home about. And them checks. Definitely write home about them fucking checks. But I would take the Cowboys, actually. If Daniel Jones looks healthy and kind of mobile, I take the Giants, but I don't think it's going to be it. That hammy probably still tight. I take the Cowboys in the under. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to score a lot, but I think they'll squeak out a 17-14, 17-10 game, 20-13, 20-10. Some low-scoring bullshit like that. Next game, Falcons 4-11, 2-5 on the road at Buccaneers, 10-5, 4-3 at home. The line is Tampa Bay giving 6.5, and over under is 50. The Falcons at home had the Tampa Bay on the ropes in the first half. They had them down 17, and they blew it because they're the fucking Falcons. I don't, 6.5, that line's kind of big. Calvin Ridley is a monster. I didn't think he was going to be that good coming out of Bama, but he is proven to be very, very, very good. I was wrong about him. Go Calvin Ridley. You know what I mean? Roll Tide. I would probably, Ronald Jones needs to get the ball more, but Tom Brady is still trying to force the ball to Antonio Brown. That's just not working. Mike Evans is a baller, and Chris Godwin is trying to work himself back into game shape and shit. 6.5 is a big line, I think, especially for an up and down team like the Buccaneers, and quite frankly, like the Falcons, because like the Falcons, we've seen the Falcons get out the 15-20 point leads, multiple times this year and lose. It's not a thing for them. Them and the Chargers figure out ways to lose large leads. It's fucking amazing, actually. It's kind of impressive. But I'll probably take Atlanta in the points. I'd be a little frisky. Take Atlanta in the points. And yeah, I'd go ahead and take the over. It's been a lot of scoring this year. Next game. Oh, we get into the afternoon games now. Packers 12-3, 5-2 on the road at Bears 8-7, 3-4 at home. Oh, and also that Falcons game is gonna be in Tampa Bay, 70 degrees with thunderstorms. So do with that what you will. Possible thunderstorms. You know what I mean? It ain't got three joints, so it's got like possible thunderstorms. Low possibility. The game for the Packers at Bears is at Soldier Field. It's going to be cold and cloudy. Cold and sunny with a little bit of cloudiness. So it'll be one of those crisp days for Aaron Rodgers to act like he had Lambo. The line is Green Bay giving 4, over under 49.5. Aaron Rodgers is balling the fuck out. Aaron Jones is a monster. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. Devontae Adams is a stud receiver. That defense is playing well. The Bears are another team. They've scored 30 points or more 4 times in a row, which we keep hearing hasn't been done since 1965. I think like Sid Luckman was there or some shit. Who gives a fuck? yeah, man, who gives a fuck? Sid Luckman and shit. But, all right, so, yeah, I mean, the Bears' defense has been wearing down. I think they've been feasting on bad defenses. And offense, Mitch Trubisky, who's not coming, they have to get rid of that quarterback. They probably got to get rid of Matt Nagy, too, and just start fresh. You know what I mean? You might want to start liquidating some pieces. I mean, you're not going to – I don't know. If you get another coach and another quarterback, are you getting a veteran quarterback? Are you getting Matt – are you trying to pry Matt Ryan out of – are you trying to pry Matt Ryan out of, you know, Atlanta? Are you maybe you take a year with, maybe if Phillip Rivers is coming back, do you try a year at Phillip Rivers? You don't have any first round picks, so you can't be giving up for Carson Wentz, even though I don't think that's a good fit anyway. Maybe do you try to pry a Tyrod Taylor? I mean, he's probably a free agent. Do you kick the tires on a Tyrod Taylor? Shit, motherfuckers is hitting me up on Facebook and shit. Like I said, do you kick the tires on a Tyrod Taylor? Do you see if Matt Stafford's gonna move in division, stay in the division, you know, and come to Chicago and you kick it, you know, you try it with Matt Stafford? I don't know, maybe you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, see if the Niners want to, you know, they can see if they're cutting Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe you want to keep the tires on Jimmy Garoppolo, even though he does seem to have a poor injury history, because he's injured. Like the only year he wasn't injured was the year they went to the Super Bowl. Every other year he's been injured. You know what I mean? Like, it's like 4 out of 5 years or 3 out of 4 years. You know what I mean? With the Patriots, the first year, he only played with the Patriots. Then he only played 5 games with the whatchacallits. I think that was the same year. I think that was the same year, so. He only played 5 games, yeah, so. He got hurt that year. Then he tore his ACL the next year. Then they came back. They went to the fucking Super Bowl. And then he was injured again this year. All right, 3 out of 4 years, that nigga's a starting quarterback. Nigga was injured. That's a bad injury history. That's like old school Matt Stafford. Now, mind you, Matt Stafford eventually got better, but for several years, we were like, hey, is Matt Stafford ever going to play a complete NFL season? Hitting the ball, bitch. Hitting the ball. But I went through all that shit. The Packers wasted a pick on Jordan Love. I mean, I hope that kid is lights out, but it looks like they wasted a pick on Jordan Love because you could have had another 2 years of Aaron Rodgers doing this shit that he's doing right now. Yeah, another 2 years of Aaron Rodgers being Aaron fucking Rodgers and get yourselves a chance out of, you know, 5th Super Bowl, 6th Super Bowl. I take the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. I think the Packers defense is playing really well. I think the Bears are due to come crashing down. Now, if the Bears win, they're in. The Bears win, they're in. Or if the Cardinals lose, they're in. So, and if the Packers win, they clinch the number one seed. So, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to go out there and try a number one seed himself. Next game, Raiders 7-8, 5-2 on the road. At Broncos 5-10, 2-5 at home. The line is Las Vegas giving 2.5. The over-under is 50.5. I don't know what to do with this game. I think Marcus Mariota is going to start. Like I said, I've been telling people, I don't know where all these analysts are seeing this bullshit, but they somehow keep missing that John Gruden fucking hates Derek Carr. I don't know why they don't see that shit, and it's fucking frustrating to me because they say, oh, he loves Derek Carr. Listen to the way he talks about him. I'm like, no. He talks about everybody like that, but look at the way he looks and talks to Derek Carr on the sideline. He hates Derek Carr. And I just think that's a John Gruden thing, you know what I mean? And I don't know if that's fixable because John Gruden's not really, like, when has he had, like, he's only had one good quarterback that he coached, and that was Rich Gannon. Everybody else was, like, you know, competent to, you know, Brad Johnson was competent. Everybody else was some bumskis. Like, where did he get this, like, offensive genius label from? I mean, like, Bill Callahan blew that Super Bowl. And this is, like, his, what, third year with the Raiders. And is this the second or third year with the Raiders? Hold on, let me find out before I start slandering this nigga. John Gruden. I misspelled John Gruden. John Gruden. John Grisham. Nigga, why in the fuck would I give a fuck about John Grisham, nigga? I ain't reading the motherfucking Pelican brief again. I did, actually. Coaching career. Here we go. Plus, nigga. First stint. Read more. Come on. First stint with the Oakland Raiders. All right. Second stint. Okay. All right. January 6, 2018. So that'd be 2000. Yeah, this is his third year. So this is his third year, and this is his third year crashing down to the ground. Like, when's he gonna get this shit? When's he gonna get this thing off the road? As far as the Broncos, this is Drew Locke's last hurrah. I ain't gonna say last hurrah, but it's like definitely his last chance to show that he should be the unquestioned starter going forward in 2021. I like Drew Locke. It just seems like he just has a turnover problem, but that's a young quarterback thing. I don't know how much leeway John Elway still has because, yeah, you landed on Peyton Manning. And, yeah, you took a chance with Peyton Manning because his arm was, like, you know what I mean? They were saying his arm was going to be shot and he would never throw a football again. And you took a chance. And you got a Super Bowl out of it. You got 2 Super Bowl trips and you got 1 win. You know what I mean? That's not bad. You know what I mean? You got a shitty letdown in the divisional round versus the fucking versus the fucking Ravens because Raheem Moore doesn't know how to cover a goddamn Hail Mary. But, you know, shit happened. And you got shellacked 1 year. And then, you know what I mean? You almost paid Brock Osweiler $72 million. So, but Houston bails you out of that one. As far as this game, as Marcus Mariota starts, if Marcus Mariota starts, I take Las Vegas. If Derek Carr is starting, you know, I don't think he is. I think he's on injured reserve, and he can't come back. So, this is a shit game, and it's a shit game to call. It's in Mile High. It's going to be 51, partly cloudy. Ah, fuck it. Give me the Broncos and the points. Take the under. Next game, Jack. Everybody's playing this week. That's why it's taking so long to do this. And I'm rambling. I'm not rambling. I'm educating. But to some of y'all who don't like sports, it'll be rambling. And to you, I say, I fart in your general direction. Jags 1-14, 0-7 on the road. At Colts 10-5, 5-2 at home. The line is Indy giving 14. The over under is 48.5. Now, the only win that the Jags have is against these same Colts in Jacksonville in week one. That has nothing to do with anything, but it's a fun little tidbit to throw out to make me sound more knowledgeable. But I would take the Colts at home. Yeah, I would take the Colts. Yeah, I would take the Colts. James Robinson's not playing. I don't know. Whatever quarterback they're starting is not as good as Trevor Lawrence is going to be next year. So, fuck whoever it is. Minshew Mania is fucking over. I don't know who the fuck else is on the roster. I forget them. Like, I think there's a guy named Braden or something. Who gives a fuck? I'd take Indy, even though that's a big line. 14 points is a big line, but I think they're going to be able to run the ball with Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor has been good the last 3 weeks. He's been great the last 3 weeks, actually. I like Jonathan Taylor. Naeem Hines. They got another second back. You know what I mean? Michael Pittman Jr. has been a good rookie receiver. Like I said, if these guys, like, man, any other year, these guys would be getting heavy, heavy votes for rookie of the year, or at least some good looks for rookie of the year. But, you know, you got between Justin Jefferson and fucking Justin Herbert, it's just like niggas is just outclassed. Next game, Chargers 6-9, 2-5 on the road at Chiefs 14-1, 6-1 at home. The line is the LA Chargers giving 4.5, the over under 42.5. Patrick Mahomes is sitting. Niggas got 4,700 yards and 38 TDs. They're on a 10-game win streak. Now, people have said they haven't won a game by more than 6 weeks and 9 weeks. Who gives a fuck? Like, they've been in trouble twice. That's it. And it didn't even look like trouble. Because they immediately, like, Patrick Mahomes is just fucking, he's God out there. Travis Kelce has a, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to play. Travis Kelce might play because Travis Kelce has the record for the most receiving yards by a tight end in an NFL season, and he also has a record for most consecutive 1,000-yard 1,000 yards receiving seasons by a tight end. What, I think 5 this year. He has 1,400 yards, but he has a chance to become the first tight end in NFL history to lead the league in receiving yards if he gets like 63 more yards or something. Hold on. Let's go back and look at Stephon Diggs. We can see how many. Stephon Diggs has 1,459. And has 1,416. So he has 43 more yards. So he has to outpace. He has to get 43 more yards than whatever gets tomorrow. And he can lead the league. He has to get 44 more yards than whatever Stephon Diggs gets tomorrow. And he can lead the league in, receiving yards as a tight end, which would be the first time anyone's ever done that. I don't know if we're going to go for it. Chargers, I mean, I think Justin, I think they're going to, the Chiefs are also going to rest some defensive starters. Chris Jones, D Ford, probably going to get rest. Probably Tyrann Mathieu. He's probably going to, you know, rest a little bit. So, I think Matt Moore is going to be starting. Is it Matt Moore? I think it's Matt Moore. Oh, they can win with Matt Moore. I don't know if Tyreek Hill might be sitting. Sammy Watkins is probably sitting. I don't know. Yeah, go ahead. Take the Chargers. Take the Chargers in the under. I think Justin Herbert will play well. Next game, Cardinals, 8-7, 4-3 on the road at Rams, 9-6, 5-2 at home. The line is Arizona giving 2.5. Over under is 41. Take Arizona and under. There's something called a John Walford starting for the Rams. Because if somebody loses, if the Bears lose, if the Bears or the Cardinals lose, the Rams get into the playoffs. So they don't really care. You know what I mean? They're starting John Walford. Kyler Murray's kind of banged up, but I still think even with, you know, that fucking human wrecking ball they call Aaron Donald out there, I think he'll be effective enough to get them a win. After talking shit, DeAndre Hopkins had a bad game last week, so I could see him having a bounce back game. I could see, I take the Cardinals in the under. You know what I mean? Even though he's gonna get the he's gonna get the Jalen Ramsey treatment, huh? Yeah, still take the Cardinals in the under. You know what I mean? Because Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald, I think they can pick up the slack. Like I said, John Walford. And I don't think Cam Akers is playing either, so. Yeah, I don't see how this was to score, unless it's going to be defensive scores. Next game, Seahawks, 11-4, 4-3 on the road, at 49, 6-9, 1-6 at home. The line is Seattle giving 7, the over-under is 46. With a Saints and a Packers loss, the Seahawks could wrap up the number one seed. I don't see them getting the number one seed. The Niners are getting a top 15 pick. They could possibly move into the top 10, depending on how a whole bunch of shit shakes out that no one gives a fuck about except gambling junkies. Hi, gambling junkies. I'm not talking bad about you. I'm just telling the truth. The 49ers typically play the Seahawks pretty tough. Robert Saleh is out here. Robert Saleh is the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. He's getting a lot of head coaching buzz. So he's probably going to be out there trying to coach. Like, defense played really well against the Cardinals last week, and they beat him with C.J. Beathard, who's a turnover machine. You know what I mean? So they held the Cardinals to 12 points. Like I said, Kyler Murray was a little banged up. He got even more banged up in that game. But like I said, they typically play the Seahawks well. Russ has been playing like shit. That's a big line. I take the Niners. Take the Niners in the points, and take the under. Yeah, take the under. Because it's probably going to be like a 24-20, 24-17 game, some shit like that. And then, you know, with the points, you know what I mean? Get a push. Well, you get a push on the 24-17. Hopefully it's 23-17, nigga. Next game, Saints 11-4, 5-2 on the road. At the Panthers, 5-10, 2-5 at home. The line is New Orleans giving 6, to over-under is 46.5. The Teddy Bridgewater Panthers have been scrappy. I don't think they don't have what's his name? What's that guy's name? C.J. McCaffrey. They just shut him down for a year. He got paid and they got shut down. That's dope. I like it. Even if he is white, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Blaze a trail, young man. Blaze a trail. but. The Saints can secure the number one seed with a win and a Packers loss. That line is kind of big. like I said, the Panthers' defense is shit. But there's no Alvin Kamara. They still got Latavius Murray. You know what I mean? He's been a good spot duty guy. And, you know, he's been called on to start a couple times here and there. So, I mean, that might be, I mean, that should be all right. That's still a big line, though. But, yeah, I'm going to go. I'll take the Saints. I'll take the Saints in the, Saints in the under. I don't think it's going to be a big scoring affair. Next game, Titans at Texans. Titans 10-5, 5-2 on the road. At Texans 4-11, 2-5 at home. The line is Tennessee giving 7. The over-under is 56. Take Tennessee. Deshaun Watson is pissed. Deshaun Watson is pissed that he signed that contract. Derrick Henry is like the Texans have quit. Like they just flat out don't give a fuck. Except for Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt. Those are the only two niggas in Texas and on the Texas organization that give a flying fuck about anything happening on the football field right now. You know what I mean? Everybody else is just completely checked the fuck out and they don't really give two fucks. They lost to the fucking Bengals. They lost to the fucking Bengals. You know what I mean? It was just bad. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Bengals were riding high off that Pittsburgh win, but yeah, you still lost to the Bengals, nigga. But yeah, I mean, we look at it like the Titans, if they win, they're in the playoffs. If they lose, but either the Browns or Ravens or Dolphins lose, one of those three lose, they're in the playoffs. If the Colts lose and they win, then the Titans win the AFC South. That's their playoff picture. And the Texans don't have shit to play for, literally, because they have the number four pick right now, but it's going to go to Miami. And I think Miami should take a quarterback because I was completely right about Tua Tagovailoa. He looks like fucking ass. Told you guys don't do that shit. You should take a quarterback. Or you can just build up some shit and try to run with his game managing ass. But he can't. He refuses to throw down the field, which is a confidence thing. And I don't know how you build up the guy's confidence. He's gun shy. You know what I mean? That's all it is. He's gun shy. Why is he gun shy? I don't know. But he gun shy. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't really gun shy. Like he was gun shy at Alabama, but it didn't look like he was gun shy because one, he threw that incredibly stupid fucking pass because he had an incredibly stupid fucking play. Even though this guy has nothing to do with the games. I mean, the game right now that I'm talking about. That was the first game I talked about. I didn't say that. But now I'm here. And fuck it. I'm doing it. My podcast. I do what the fuck I want. All right. But like I'm saying, I mean, like in that championship game that he won, he took a sack when he couldn't take a sack. Like, this is one of those times where you look at him. Whatever you do, don't take a fucking sack that moves us out of fucking field goal range. Georgia already kicked a field goal. What's he do? Go straight out and takes a fucking sack. Takes a fucking sack. Now he comes out. He almost takes another sack. I think it was Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley beat the guy down the fucking... Calvin Ridley had the guy beat. That's what it was. Just Calvin Ridley had the guy beat. And he dropped it in the pocket. It was a great throw. Not going to lie. Great throw. But you know what I mean? It wasn't like a tight throw. Like, yo, you put it where it's supposed to be, and that's only where Calvin Ridley can get it. And he dropped it right in the bucket. He dropped it straight down the chimney. You know what I mean? And it was a great throw. It was a fucking legendary throw. Not going to lie. But, you know, next year when he had to start, you've seen it. He was gun. Look, the guy's not wide open. If the guy's not wide open down the field, he's not throwing it. You know what I mean? And that's just... That's just like, you can't play like that. You can't play like that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm done with that. I'm done with that now. All right, last game, the Sunday night game, the Washington football team, go team, 6-9, 3-4 in a row at the Philadelphia Eagles, 4-10-1, 3-3-1 at home. The line is... The line is the Washington football team giving 3.5, over under 44. This game is gonna be ugly. Jalen Hurts. Either Jalen Hurts is going to whoop stomp on us, or it's going to be one of those 17-10, 20-10 affairs where we win. Alex, like, we don't have a quarterback. We waived Dwayne Haskins because he was a fucking idiot. Yeah, I mean, he did idiot shit, even though I thought the kid was going to be fucking good. I hoped the kid was going to be fucking good. But he turned out to be a fucking... He turned out to be just a 23-year-old child. Yeah, I mean, that's all he is. It was a 23-year-old child, still a 23-year-old man. He did stupid shit, and they just had to get rid of him. You know what I mean? Like, you got to just look at the shit that you went out and you was maskless. You weren't at a strip club, but you were maskless in the place. And your coach just got done going through chemo. Like, come on, dipshit. Like, what are you doing? What are you... You could literally kill the coach with that stupid shit. Like, you can't... You had to... And that's a waste of a 15 pick. Even though, like I said, I did like the pick. I did like the pick at the time. You know what I mean? I did champion the pick at the time. I did say he needed to sit for the whole year. Maybe two. But, yeah. You didn't fire Jay Gruden. So Jay Gruden goes ahead and does some dickhead shit. Yeah, I mean, you didn't fire Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden goes ahead and says, "Well, I'm gonna play him early and ruin him." Like, it's just a whole. And but then, like, there was shit that. Yeah, you know what I mean, like, when he got his first win, instead of taking the last snap, he was in the stands taking a selfie with the fans. Like, shit like that, just immature shit, and you can't be. I hope the guy lands on his feet, but hey, he's already a millionaire, so fuck him if he doesn't. You know what I mean? you know what? Fuck that. I believe in my team. We're going to win. All right, the implications are if we win, we're in. Winning in for Washington. The Eagles are eliminated. If Washington loses, the winner of Dallas, New York, which will be played at 1 o'clock. So, you know what I mean? We got flexed to the Sunday night game. Like, there are much better games you could have flexed to the Sunday night game than this horse shit that we're going to just heap upon the fucking... We're just going to foist upon the eyes of all of America. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, but... Alright, you know what I mean? Y'all could have... Yeah, you were better off putting on Green Bay, Chicago, or Titans... I ain't going to say that. Green Bay, Chicago, maybe. You could have put on... You could have flexed in Steelers, Browns. Nah, Ravens, but you could have flexed in Dolphins, Bills. You could have flexed in Dolphins, Bills and left us wherever the fuck we were at. But I'm saying go with, probably bet the opposite of me on this because I'm being a fan right here. I'm putting my fan glasses on because I'm Gary B. done with the podcast. Fuck that noise. I'm going, go with my club. You know what I mean? Take my club in the under because this game is going to suck. This game is going to suck moose your ass, but whatever, man. We're going to the playoff. We're hosting a playoff team. We're hosting a playoff game with 7 wins on the season. The NFC East is terrible, but hold on. Let's stop for a second and not act like this is the first time this has happened. It's happened in 2 other divisions before. So we're not going to sit here and say that the NFC East is... you know, the worst of all time because 3 teams are still in it the last week of the season. The literal last game of the regular season is going to determine the motherfucking winner of the NFC East. So get the fuck out of here. But those divisions were the 2010 NFC West, the Seahawks won it with a 7-9 record, and the 2016 NFC South, the 2016 NFC South, Carolina won it with a 7-8-1 record. So get the fuck out of here. We're not the worst division of all time. You motherfuckers are just haters. bitches. And if we host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm going with Nick Wright and saying we beat them. But I'm going to save that for another podcast. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wrap this motherfucker up. Be dope because I am. Oh, wait, hold on. Time. Let me talk my shit. Yo, follow me on Twitter, @VisionBlur. I'm Gary, get back to streaming, but go check out some of my videos. Twitch.tv/DMO2K99. Blurred Vision Podcast on Facebook. Blurred Vision Podcast on motherfucking Instagram, whatever the fuck it is. Be dope because I am. Peace.